Hi, you've reached Kwame.
And Christy.
And we're from I'd Rather Not Podcast. Leave a message.
Hey, I'm calling you back. Ooh, she's been a bitch tonight.
And by bitch, I mean Miss Rain. No cab, nowhere.
So I had to put on the wigs and the heels and the lashes and the ear and take the train to the club. And you know the MTA should stand for motherfuckers touching my ass.
So then I get to the club, looking like a drowned, harassed rat, and am greeted, not by Miss Rose at the door, but our friend Johnny 5-0. Yes, honey, the NYPD shut down the party. So no fee for me. I don't even know what's the key.
Let's have a kiki.
Hello. We are back with another episode of I'd Rather Not Podcast. I'm your host, Kwame, joined by the Queen of Seattle, the drag queen, the illustrious, the beautiful, the voluptuous Miss Christy Champagne. What's going on, girl?
That's me. What up, everybody?
Did you like that intro?
I do. I was like, trying to make a bitch feel good about herself in the morning. Hey.
It's tantalizing.
I was like, I'll take all those things.
I try not
to be so conceited this early in the morning, but I mean, you know.
It's too early.
When a bitch got it right, got it right.
Let's be honest. No alternative facts here.
Let's be honest.
How are you?
I'm good. It's like nice and sunny here today in Seattle, which is weird. So like the world must be coming to an end.
Yeah. over here for a little bit, it felt like California was getting like Seattle weather, but now it's like back to normal and heating up a little
bit. There you go.
So this weekend should be interesting.
There you go.
First of all, shout out to all of our listeners and people who have been supporting I'd Rather Not Podcast.
Right?
We have seen a increase in our listenership as well as our downloads. So thank you guys.
We love you.
Yes. Thank you guys. And it lets us know that you guys are enjoying our show. So keep it up. And don't forget to go to PyroMediaNetwork.com. PyroMedia Network is our mother network. So for all information regarding I'd Rather Not Podcast. So, sneak surprise. And Miss Christy Champagne doesn't know this, so I apologize for not briefing her on this. But on the PyroMedia Network page website, we will be getting a little subsection where I'd Rather Not will have bios, and you can send in listener information or just questions that you guys have for us, and it's going to be kind of like a sub website because we didn't want a whole website because it would just be too much to maintain. Looking forward to
that. Sounds fun.
Yes,
we love hearing from the viewers and things.
Yes, how are they going to view it? They're listening.
Okay. It's just nice to know people are listening.
I'm watching with my eyes. All right, so today we want to talk about things that straight people say to gays and shit that gay people say as well.
And gay people say a lot of shit.
Yes. But let's start out with the shit that straight people say to us. I have one.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like prep yourself.
Okay.
So when being introduced to straight people, particularly ignorant ones, when being introduced to them, a lot of times, or even when, a gay person comes out, whether they're exuding feminine traits or not, it's usually to those who tend to not be as flamboyant.
Right.
So you get that question like, I would have never guessed you were gay, or you don't really seem gay. Like, okay, what does that mean?
That's probably the one I hate the most. I mean, I don't ever get that, because clearly it's
you coming out nobody, in your wigs,
girl. Nobody's thinking that any of this is straight. However, I feel like that's the worst one of all, because it's like. And maybe that's probably part of the problem with the world, is like, we put these labels and we put all of these things. And for a long time, you know, there was all these stereotypes. And I feel like now we're doing such a good job at like breaking those things down.
Yes.
But for you to be like, oh, I didn't even know you were gay.
Right.
Well, what does a gay person look like to you? Because in my world, it's a fucking rainbow for a reason.
Right.
Like, because there's all these different people, and it's like, so for you to sit there and put us in like a bubble that you think is just rude, and stop doing that, please, to our straight listeners. Please don't do that. No mo.
No. No homo, no mo.
No homo, no mo. Like,
and I think also, just to add on to that, I believe that that type of thinking and mentality, and just that kind of assumption, is what brought the whole like friction of like feminine men and masculine men and all that within the gay community, because like,
right,
and men started questioning their masculinity and all that stuff, whatever, like, what is masculinity? And I think that is what gets frustrating, because it's like, if you're not running around like Christy, you know, in a drag, you know, whatever, that doesn't necessarily mean that all gay people are like that, you know what I'm saying? And so I think that's, and even, it's funny, if you've ever met Christy outside of drag, you just by looking at her, you wouldn't even know. You know what I'm saying? And that in and of itself is what I feel should be the focus, is that it shouldn't matter if somebody's straight, gay, or whatever they land on in the spectrum. I think that the focus should be like, you know, how they are as a person. But, you know, I digress.
Yeah, I feel like it's like being a snowflake. I know that sounds horribly stereotypical, but it's like being a snowflake. No one snowflake is exactly like the other. However, they're exactly the same thing.
Right.
You know,
right. Like,
they're frozen water that comes from the sky, but not a single one of them looks exactly the same. And straight people are the same way. So don't put gay people in this like little bubble that you think we need to be in, because we're exactly the same.
Right.
Not a single one of us is the same as the next.
Right.
Yet we're all still human beings.
And even just kind of going back to our gay classifications episode, like even in that, even within those quote unquote labels that, you know, we have made for ourselves within our community, just to kind of keep things socially, I guess, organized, whatever that fuck that means. But I think that even in that, you will never meet like a bear that is just like another bear, or a twink that's like another twink. You'll never meet, you know, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's even different within their social casts, you know? So, but usually that question is always like, you know, or that phrase, or that what do you call it? That, I guess, question about, you know, oh, I would have never thought you were gay, or where did that come from, is usually followed by this. Once you kind of say, well, I am gay, and that is what it is. It's usually, you should meet my other gay friend. Why is that immediately?
I hate that. It's the worst. Like, just because we're both gay, like, we want to be friends.
Right.
Like,
and why are you assuming that I'm not with somebody or dating or whatever? Like, why do you automatically assume, just because I'm gay, that there is like this shortage of gay people in my vicinity? You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you something right now. Like, one in every five people is gay. So I can guarantee you there's probably another gay person really close by. Like,
yeah, maybe exactly. You
let
should
me get on my grinder and find
so
out.
Maybe you should meet my gay friend so they can fix that out you got on, girl, because it looks like you need help.
Okay. Like, I was just going to say, like, there's meetings or something. Like, we all get together and like, oh, you're new to the area.
The inner circle of homo.
No boo. No. Circle of homo. No.
My God.
No.
Or they have this thing where it's like, if it doesn't say you should meet my gay friend, it's more like, do you know this person? Like, they're referencing whoever, like, you know, John or whoever the fuck their gay friend is. You
right.
Know? Like, we all have this intranet psychic link. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're
right.
been assimilated into the Borg. You know what I'm saying? Right. We're all of a sudden all...
Well, and that's what I find so funny about that whole situation, because it's like, I can guarantee you, first of all, okay, no. Secondly... I can guarantee you I probably don't want to meet your gay friend.
Right.
So, but no thanks.
Yeah. Because if they're friends with you and you're asking these questions, I definitely don't want to
meet them. Oh, yeah.
Pretty sure.
Girl, like, go away. Stop. Nobody wants to meet your gay friend. Yes, like, stop. I mean, unless he's hot, right. And then we can talk.
Different question.
Okay.
But that's
a whole different topic.
Yeah, but I don't need you unsolicited topic. Giving me unsolicited information. Like, if I ask for it, then that's what I ask for.
Okay. If I come up to you and say, hey, you don't happen to have another gay friend, do you? Then it's okay.
Right.
Don't be pushing your gay friend on me. Like,
I feel like they're waiting for us to be like, you know, oh, do you happen to know so-and-so? Well, let me pull out my Grindr app and see if he happens to be in there. Maybe I do. Like, what is your problem?
Okay. You're like, wait, maybe I do.
And maybe I do, but that's not the point.
Like, is he less than 10 feet away? Because right. I probably do.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Boo. Next. I'd rather not.
Oh, definitely rather not deal with that. But okay. You know what I'd really rather not deal with? This next question. This has been... I've been asked this question multiple times, and it's every time... I think the last three times that I was asked, I just turned around and walked away and didn't even return to the conversation because it was that stupid. When somebody asks you if you're in a relationship with somebody, wait, so who's the man in the relationship?
Oh, God, shut up. I hate that.
Say what, bitch? We're in a gay relationship, so that means we are both men.
We are both the men.
I don't
put your views of femininity onto me. Thank you.
Not really understanding what you're talking about.
Okay. So, because you're like, in my instance, my thing is, I have to fuck up off because I'm both.
Right?
So I am the lady and the man in this relationship, and if you can't handle it, you gotta go. I need you to be an enigma in this relationship. Okay?
Listen.
I call the shots and I say what's up. Gotta go.
But I feel like that in and of itself has been a huge issue within the gay community, and also, or not within the gay community, but like being projected into the gay community, where like there has to be these dueling roles of, you know, male versus female, or who's the male and who, like, I get it. There's a bottom and there's a top.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes there's virtual situations.
I mean, Speak for yourself. A bitch likes to play both roles.
Well,
so.
you're like I said, this versatile roles. You know what I'm saying? But like the bottom line is that no pun intended to the bottom line. But the bottom line of it all is that I think that yes, there are defined sexual roles, I guess, but that doesn't necessarily mean that one is more submissive, or let me not say submissive, but one is weaker than the other, because I feel like they equate femininity with being weak, and that pisses me off in and of itself. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're like, honey, let me tell you something right now. I have to work real hard to portray and exude my femininity, but don't get me wrong, a bitch will whop you if I need to.
Like,
and can
don't
change a tire
twisted.
If I need to. Like, or
let it
fucking
be known.
You know, yeah. So it's like, so for you to sit there and think like, oh, because I'm gay, or oh, because I do drag, like, I must be the woman in the relationship, or I must be super feminine.
Right.
Boo. Like, next. Like,
right.
Because that's not even remotely what is going on here. Like,
and then here's a great one. I love this one. Those hypotheticals that they ask you when it's like, well, what happens? What if you were straight?
Oh, God.
If you were straight, would you do this or that or whatever the fucking following question is? If I was straight, we wouldn't be having this fucking conversation in the first goddamn place. I don't know why you think it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, what if you were gay? Like, how about that? Maybe you wouldn't be stupid.
you're like, you'd be a little smarter. You'd be a little better off.
Just a little bit. Like, the fuck?
Well, and then here's my... It's like, if that person's hot, then it's a different story. If it's like, oh, well, what if you were gay? Oh, well, if you were gay, girl, we'd be getting it on right now. So,
right.
I don't know about you, but, you know. So, here's... Maybe that's the secret power I wish I had. Like, if I was going to be an X-Men, that's what I would want my power to be. To persuade anyone to be gay.
You're
even if it's just for a moment. Even if it's just for a moment.
Yes, like, no.
Like, could you imagine? Like, there's just all these X-Men with these fabulous powers. Like, one bitch can fly. One can, like, you know, change the weather. You know, blah, blah, blah. One's invisible. That bitch can make people gay.
Right? It's like,
oh, she can't sit with us. She gotta go.
She's problematic.
She's got some problems. She gotta go. Her power is not worthy, bitch. Like,
so here's a personal issue that I have, and I've experienced this, and it's caused me to kind of like reevaluate, like, in terms of, especially I've noticed this in females, that they do this a lot. And it's not all of them. I want to make that very clear, because I've been blessed to have amazing female friends in my life.
Same here.
One thing. And I'm and no shade, no tea, not trying to make it racial and anything, but I've noticed that this happens with white girls a lot for some reason. Like, they start going like, oh my God, I love gays. This is my gay. Oh, let me tell you about my gay. Like, we're property now. You know what I mean? Like, okay. I'm not your Louis Vuitton bag. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like I think that's what, like, it really frustrates me when they add us as an accessory, where they make it seem like we're this just, you know, added, you know, thing to their life, not even like a person or a friend. It's like it's like, okay, I need to make sure I get a Prada bag. I need to make sure I get my new Louis Vuittons. Oh, and I also need a gay. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, let me consult with my gay, and then we can talk. Like, that whole thing, like, just pisses me off to no end. Have you experienced that?
I mean, I see it happen all the time, but I don't think that, like, I've experienced that, like, directly. I mean, I've had friends that I was already friends with that have become very possessive.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to kind of, like, take a step back and be like, ooh, like, okay, here's the thing, like, we're Judy's and we're best friends, but, like, it doesn't need to go any further than that, you know, whether that was their intention or not, but, but sometimes you gotta put a bitch in her place, like,
I think for me, like, it's just, I get frustrated when they, it's not necessarily the intention of trying to be better friends or create this cast of strongness, you know, in terms of the friendship. I admire that. I think that that's cool. And I like that, you know, people want that sense of belonging when it comes to, you know, gay men. However, what pisses me off is just the sense of that we're just property, or that we're an accessory, or that we're that next fashion craze, that we need to have that one thing. And we're no longer then viewed as a person who is trying to be a friend, but now we're viewed as like an accessory. And that bothers me to no end.
Right. So, you're like, cause let me tell you something. Let's get this clear right here. I'm not your gay friend. You're my straight friend.
Right. Or how about just a friend? You're just a friend. Well, you know what I mean?
That too. But if we have to put a label on it, let's get this straight. You are my straight friend. I am your gay friend.
No pun intended.
Like, we're friends, but, like, let's get this straight.
And that in and of itself, like, I'm glad you said that, because that kind of goes into what I've noticed when you do have a straight friend. And because, like, I have a couple of, like, male straight friends. I want to say maybe I can count them on one hand. Because it's not that I don't want to have straight friends. It's nothing against, like, I don't have like this like ill will towards straight people. I just don't have a lot in, like, I don't personally want to go to football games or basketball games or anything like that. And I don't feel like, you know, talking about the female parts is just fun for me. It's not what I want to do. And that's okay. Cause I'm sure that straight guys don't want to have conversations about our, you know, what we talk about, you know what I'm saying? And that's right. All fine and dandy. So, but the few straight male friends that I do have, I don't ever really get this from them. What I do get from straight friends, which on the female side tends to be, oh my God, I'm like basically a gay man in a woman's body, right? No, you're not. You're not. You know what that is? Because you think that we both like dick, that you just all of a sudden are a part of the gay community. No, that's not how that works. You're a straight woman who likes dick, and I'm a gay man who also likes dick. We have that in common. But you're not a gay man in a straight man's body.
That's not how
that works. Like this, you have a whole different process that you go through on a monthly basis. Okay. We don't have to deal with that. So God bless you.
Okay.
I don't That's one of the frustrating things that I've heard throughout my gay life is when people say, oh, I'm pretty much like a gay man in a woman's body, and I'm just like, no, that just means you're gay, that means you're straight who likes dick.
Right. Well, I feel like I don't get this problem because probably as a drag queen, maybe there's like this like, oh, like, not like we don't want to talk to her, but like, and not that I like am a bitch or anything, but like I feel like you don't get that because there's this air of like, ooh, I better not fuck with her, like, or ooh, I better not say the wrong thing to her. So people like watch themselves a little more carefully when they're around, you know, a drag queen, especially one that's already opinionated as I am. Like,
yes, and that's funny you said that because that is it's like the drag queens are like the soldiers of the gay community because they're putting on this drag armor.
Literally.
And they're ready to fight the good fight. And you're here's the thing,
and I say this all the time, they need to let drag queens in the military.
Oh God.
Because here is the reason why. Not that there's not people in the military who do drag, but I mean they need to let me into the military. Because they were at war and maybe we're not doing so hot. You send about 45 of me with rifles in our hands, decked out in fucking rhinestoned camouflage and fucking teased wigs to the gods. Bitch, war over. Like, hashtag ain't nobody got time for any of that. Those fools are going to run in the other direction, and they're not going to know what hit them. Like, bitch, glitter bombs for everyone. Like,
I'm just trying to picture, like, just from a military point of view, how he
just me with
packed.
A rifle. That's like, that's just, all I'm.
Like, how are
just running through the desert with
efficient.
A rifle? Like, yeah, just, you know, doing her makeup in her bunker before she's gotta, you know.
She's like, if I'm gonna kill Haji, I'm gonna do it efficiently and fierce.
Okay, like, bitch, I'm gonna be mugged for the gods.
Yes.
Like,
my God.
Yeah. So maybe our military needs to rethink their strategies a little.
Oh, here's one that I've never really encountered personally, but I have heard of other gay brethren going through this as well.
Brethren.
Our brethren. When straight women tell they're gay and ask them, will you help my boyfriend?
Ooh.
Like, okay, so you want
them with what?
Makeovers and getting them and telling them how to treat women better. And my whole thing is this. If we were experts on how to treat women right, we would be straight. We don't want to deal with you. Like, when it comes to that. So the best thing
you
for us
break it
to
down,
do...
You want to break it down to the real. Like, bitch, I don't want to deal with you or your man. So...
to be quite honest.
Okay.
I don't think you want us near your man.
I'm like, here's the thing. Here's the name of the closest gay bar. Here's the name of the place that has a Sunday brunch. Enjoy yourself. Go. Learn on your own.
Because if your man needs a gay guy to help them, you probably shouldn't be with that man. Like, I'm just saying.
True.
If it's that bad to where they can't keep their balance of how to treat a woman right or how to treat a person right, period, you probably shouldn't be with them. So stop asking us because we got things to do. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Oh, here's another thing. Why are all gay, or why are all the hot guys gay?
Oh, I hate that's the worst.
This is a
that is like the worst one. When they're like, oh yeah, all the gay guys, all the good looking guys, they're gay. You're like, boo, I'm not sure if you've been at the club at 2 a.m. when they start turning on the lights, but
big.
Like, no offense to my, gay friends, but like, girl, like,
I mean, I know I had a couple of rough nights in Seattle after like 6 a.m. bitch. So yeah.
Let me say something right now. That again, that stereotype that you think, all these hot guys must be gay is wrong on so many levels.
And to assume that all, well groomed and well dressed men are gay. Like, to assume that is the case is also, it brings a kind of a disenfranchise, I guess, or disenfranchises straight men too. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I mean, not all of us.
Well, yeah, it's got both ends of the spectrum, because not all gay guys are hot, and not all hot guys are gay.
Right. And it's also relative to, like, what is your definition of hot? Because what's attractive to me may be a different and attractive to
you. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And, like, and honey, I'm like Baskin Robbins. I need to try all the flavors.
Bitch.
Like,
listen, you stupid.
Okay. I'm just saying, like, can she get a Rocky Road and a rainbow sherbet and a fucking birthday cake ice cream all at the same time? Yes, girl. Thank you.
Oh, check this one out. I just read this one. Gay guys have it so easy with their apps.
Oh,
bitch, where?
Neck.
Where?
We'll be here for hours. We will be here for hours. Like, no, honey, no.
They have
it so easy with our
apps? Are you kidding me?
Girl, boom. Like,
I don't want to hear that. That's some bullshit.
Nope. Next. Ain't nobody got time for any of that.
We'd
boom.
Rather not Stop. Even discuss that one.
Oh my God. I would so rather not. I would rather, like, no, we better talk about something else. Like, go to commercial. Like,
end the show.
Before I go heat it. Before I go heat it, go to commercial.
The last one before we go. The last one before we go to break. You should know this. Insert reference because you're gay. It's like, oh, you're gay. Ooh. You should know what this means. Excuse me.
Well, here's the thing. Depends on what we're talking about.
But just to assume that
you're,
just because like a person's
you're
gay.
You should know about Drag Race. You're right. You should. You're right. You should. Oh, you're gay. You should know about anal sex. You're right. I do.
Well.
So I think that's dependent on what is the topic we're talking about. If you say to me like, oh, you're gay, you should know about foreign car maintenance. No, I don't.
Not,
like,
no,
that's not a thing, girl.
I don't think straight men know about that right now.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So see, like, I think it depends on what we're talking about.
Right. Well, just to go back to your RuPaul comment, I haven't watched the latest season, so.
Yeah. What? It's so good.
I have not had any interest in it. I'm so sorry. I feel like the last season with Kimchi and Bobby Jackson was so much better than that, than this one. I'm not feeling it.
Do you know what it is? And I was talking about this with a friend last week after watching last week's episode. Like last week, I was talking about the same.
Let's go ahead and take a break, and then we will come back to this topic because I actually want to know a little bit more what you have to say about.
Oh yeah, we need to go into depth about Miss RuPaul.
So we will be right back. Hey guys, this episode is brought to you by Pyromedia Network. Pyromedia Network is a progressive moving platform to give a voice to those who feel don't have one. Social injustice, equality concerns, and more are just a few reasons why PMN is needed. For more information about Pyromedia Network, please visit pyromedianetwork.com. And we're back. Thanks for chilling back with us and still sticking around.
Anytime anyone says I'm back, I just want to start being like, and now I'm back. From outer space.
So before we went to break, we were talking about RuPaul's Drag Race and how made a best woman win. So I was saying how I have not watched this season, specifically because I feel like last season was far superior, in regards to entertainment and just all around like drag, in my opinion. Again, it is my opinion. I don't want people going out there going cray cray. Okay. I am just speaking from my opinion. I have no expertise in drag. I am not going to tell people how to do drag. I don't know anything about that. I'm going to leave that to Miss Christy Champagne. That is her lane. But I'm just letting you know from an audience point of view, from my point of view, that I personally did not find this season thus far entertaining.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I feel like a lot of people probably think this way. However, I always try to look at it as almost like you're watching it for the very first time. Like you haven't watched any previous seasons and the only reason why I say that is because people may think that drag queens are all the same, but like we're all different and it's all like, so I always try to watch each season with that fresh mindset of like, oh, I've never watched this show before. It's like almost like you're starting from zero. But I understand where you come from because it's, you know, every season is different and every season has its own like uniqueness and I don't know. I'm enjoying this season so far. I think there's so many talented girls and maybe a few that could use the boot. But I don't know. It's good. It's been really, it's such a the thing I love about Drag Race is every season I feel like it gets better. So again, we're gonna disagree on that, but I feel like it just becomes a different thing every. Drag Race is on VH1 instead of Logo. I feel like it's reaching so many different people, and it's almost like getting to start from scratch, basically.
I guess.
Yeah. So really, like, with this conversation could go on for hours, and we could talk about all these things, but if you haven't watched it, none of this is going to make sense to any of you.
Right? And I think that I will catch up on it this weekend. We'll see, just so I can have a conversation with you about it, because I just don't know. Let's get to where I'm at.
Well, here's my preface. When the very first episode is all about Lady Gaga, and, like, Lady Gaga is on the show, like, in the flesh, like, you know it's gonna be good. Like,
I guess.
You know, don't say I guess. Get out of here.
Look, I love Lady Gaga, and I have no, like, she is a queen in and of itself. And I know, for me, because I love Lady Gaga down, like, it just whatever. You know what I'm saying? Anybody can say whatever the fuck they want to say. I love Lady Gaga. However, I don't need Lady Gaga on the show. Like, that's not why I'm watching RuPaul's Drag Race, and I get that they're doing it for marketing reasons. Like, I understand it. I get the marketing world and how we're going to, you know, propel and make RuPaul's Drag Race better and better. I just, When I watch RuPaul's Drag Race, I am intentionally watching it for the queens on the show, RuPaul, mm-hmm. Michelle Visage, and yeah, and just to learn what this season is going to be about and who these queens are going to be and blah, blah, blah. So I don't, like, if I get Lady Gaga on it, if I get Beyonce on it, it's just an added thing. For instance, I don't watch RuPaul's Drag Race like I watch the Super Bowl. Like, I watch the Super Bowl specifically for the halftime show. I don't give a fuck about the goddamn what's going on in the goddamn game. I don't care what tight end is on. You know what I'm saying? I don't care how many yards they have ran. I just want it for the damn the halftime show. Give me the halftime show. You know what I'm saying? Whereas RuPaul's Drag Race, all the other extra stuff that's on there, you know, like Lady Gaga being on there, all the other guest appearances, et cetera, et cetera, that's just an added bonus, but that's not the main reason that I watch it. Does that make sense? I guess.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I feel like we're gonna go around in circles because I am completely caught up and I watch it every Friday religiously, and you haven't watched any of it.
Well, I've watched half of the first one.
I don't know. It's just and here's the thing. I'm not that gay who's like, oh God, Lady Gaga either. But it's just, like, to see one of probably the most current, one of the biggest stars right now in the world, mm-hmm. you know.
Absolutely.
Taking her time out of her schedule. And, you know, here's the thing. As much money as I think is going into the show, I doubt that, like, she got any kickback from this. She probably did this because she wanted to.
Absolutely.
And because she loves drag queens. And when she was on the show, I felt like you could see that in the way she was talking to the queens, in the way she, like, literally came into the workroom. Mm-hmm. Like, just how many superstars of that caliber would do something like that? Mm-hmm. Like, really? Like, and speaking from a drag queen who's had the chance of meeting her idol, that doesn't happen very often.
Yeah.
Like, so as a drag queen, to be that close to somebody who is so prevalent in our world mm-hmm. and is such an activist for our communities, mm-hmm. You know, all of those things, it's kind of fucking cool. Yeah, like, and
absolutely.
It's, like, that's a once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing. Like, yeah. You know, like, and so, I don't know, it's just, and I think it's really good. I think the girls on this season are so unique and so different. You know, obviously there's a lot of them that are the same and very similar, and, like, because you can always compare, you know, this one to the next one in some sort of way, but I don't know, it's pretty good. I think once you watch it, I get to, like, episode 3, because we're on episode 5 mm-hmm. right now, is about to air tonight, mm-hmm. or not tonight, because this is going to come out way after that, but anyway. We're on episode 5 right now. I think once you get to, like, 2 or 3, you'll change your mind. Because last week's episode was really good, and I really enjoyed it. And I'm not sure about this one, because their challenge is to perform in a musical about the Kardashians. And I am like, really, really? We couldn't have picked something else. I'm like, do we need to be giving these people any more publicity than they already get? I'm like, ugh.
And you
I'm
want probably me like, to watch it.
I'm just like, I'm probably the, I'm sorry. I fucking hate the Kardashians. I hate it. I don't care for any of it. I'm like, it's just, it's too much. It's like, how are you famous for doing absolutely fucking nothing? Like, I don't know. I can't handle it. I'm definitely not on the Kardashian bandwagon. So
no.
I'm, like, kind of looking forward. I'm hoping that they poke a lot of fun, which will make it less, you know, I don't have to, like, you know, you don't have to deal with the Kardashian-ness of it all. Like, so hopefully they'll be making more fun of the Kardashians, and then it will be tolerable. But I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Well, do you have any announcements that you want to share before we head out?
What does that mean?
I just think that you may have announcements.
What are you talking about? I have no clue.
Any performances that you're going to be doing soon?
No, not really. I mean, just our normal stuff. If you're in Seattle, come and check out An Evening at LaFoe, Magnifique, and Julius Queen of the Brunch.
Aren't you doing a little rehearsal for something today?
What are you talking about?
Aren't you rehearsing for something today?
No, I mean, I have a gig today, but it's going to be over with by the time this episode airs.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like an ongoing thing. I didn't
I was like,
I was over here like, what should that performance end?
I was like, what is he talking about? No, I mean, I am performing at a burlesque festival, which is one of the biggest burlesque festivals in the country right now. It's in Seattle, and they're doing a gender... Their theme for their show tonight is gender fucked. So instead of just burlesque, they're asking a lot of, like, other kind of performers, and they wanted a drag performer, so they asked me. So I'm doing that, but it's going to be over with by the time
this
airs.
This is
like, what are you talking about?
I thought it was
what,
like,
are you talking about?
My bad. Well, at least like you know that people know that you've done that.
Right.
It's been documented.
There you go. There you go.
Right. Well, don't forget, you guys, for more information about I'd Rather Not podcast and our mother network, Pyro Media Network, and visit www.pyromedianetwork.com. Soon we have some very exciting news that I'd Rather Not will be getting on available on iTunes, I believe, in a few weeks. So
yes, legit, honey. Yes. She's on iTunes.
And once we get on iTunes, we will have because I think that's like the gateway. Like, once you get on iTunes, you'll have an opportunity to get onto other platforms. So
right.
But we will, as we grow and spread the love of our champagne, we will let you guys know. Don't forget to follow Pyro Media Network on all the social media networks, so that way you can find out more information about I'd Rather Not podcast. You can also follow myself on Twitter at Cyrus, S-Y-R-I-S 11, and also Christy Champagne at Christy Champ. I think that's it. Do you have anything else?
No, we love you guys. Bye. Catch you on the next one. Bye.
Oh, what a wonderful Kiki.